We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, buddy. We got everybody?
Yep.
Okay.
We're all set.
All right, folks, we're gonna start the press conference. First of all, I'd like to thank all the members of the media who are here today. We're here today to talk once again about the green light law, which was passed this last session in Albany. This is a law that you're going to hear from all of our county clerks who are here. And we have county clerks from all over Western New York here today to tell you just how disastrous and problematic this law is. Now, people like me who voted against it and stood up on the Senate floor and debated this bill said all the things that these clerks are going to say, we said this months ago. In fact, some of them we didn't even know because they've discovered as they've gone on. And we have DMV staff here today because the truth is, and I don't think any of the clerks will mind me saying this, while the clerks oversee the DMVs, whether it's Erie, Niagara, Genesee, Allegheny, it's their staffs that really are the front line on this issue. And you're going to hear about a complete lack of training and preparedness. And I'll tell you the truth, I don't know that there could be a certain level of preparedness we could get to, because when you read the criteria, there's just no way that a DMV staff is going to be able to know all the different foreign IDs that could be presented, especially when they can be expired and when they can be numerous birth certificates. It could be a birth certificate, it could be an ID, it could be expired for up to, I think, a couple months, right?
Two years.
So there's a lot of problems with this ID. I'm going to talk briefly about an issue that deals with the federal government. But before I do that, I want to introduce. We have several clerks who have joined us today. Some of them who've come from quite a long ways away. We have Mickey Kearns, obviously no stranger to all of you, from Erie County, who's been really a lead voice on this issue, I believe a voice for all law-abiding New Yorkers. So Clerk Kearns, I want to thank you for being here. We have, of course, Niagara County Clerk Joe Jastrzemski, who's been kind enough to host us here at the DMV in North Tonawanda. Joe's a longtime friend. Joe has also been part of lawsuits against this law and been a leading voice, certainly in the Western New York area, and I want to thank him for his dogged determination on this law. We have Rob Chrisman from Allegheny County, Mike Cianfrini from Genesee County, and Rhonda Pierce from Wyoming County are all here today. We also have Mayor Art Pappas from North Tonawanda is here, as well as City Clerk Treasurer Matt Parrish is here today as well. So you've all heard, and many of your viewers have heard about this law. Now, the truth is, most people don't need an explanation of why we would be opposed to granting driver's licenses to those who are here illegally. And I want to go back to September 11th, because prior to September 11th, you could get a driver's license if you were here illegally. And then 3,000 people were killed in New York City by terrorists who had obtained identification in boarded airplanes and used those airplanes as missiles. And Governor Pataki issued an executive order which then said you can no longer issue identification driver's licenses to those who are here illegally. Made sense, and for the past 18 years, no one questioned that order until today, until Monday. And that's another thing. This is not going into effect next year. This is going into effect next week. And you will be able, when this law is passed, the federal government has said that my current license and their license that will be issued to legal immigrants will look the same. And it says that in the law, that it will look the same. It cannot look different. This license allows me to board airplanes. It allows me to get into federal facilities. The federal government has said until Real ID goes into effect, that this ID will be sufficient and can be used for federal purposes. No matter what the state law says, the federal government is good. So my ID or the ID of an illegal immigrant, wherever they're from, will be used for federal purposes. The very reason that Governor Pataki issued the executive order back after 2001 has been undone. So this is not just about immigration, although that is certainly the main focus, I suspect. But the truth is, this is also about national security. This is about choosing a political narrative, to push back against President Trump, because it's President Trump's immigration policy that I believe this is, you know, New York is trying to sort of act, I guess, in opposition to our federal immigration laws, because what's happening at the federal level is simply the enforcement of our own immigration laws that have been on the books for decades. And now New York State is saying those immigration laws no longer matter. We know better, and we're going to thumb our noses at our own sovereignty and our immigration laws with this bill. They have provided insufficient training to the men and women behind me, which shouldn't come as any surprise to anybody that's paying attention. I don't even know that they tried to provide sufficient training. The point was to get this law on the books. And so I believe, and there's a host of other laws we've passed that also back this up, I believe we have made New Yorkers less safe with this law. I believe we have watered down what it means to be a New Yorker and an American citizen with this law. And you're going to hear, beyond the security components, you're going to hear a host of other concerns from several of the clerks behind me who are here today. But we want to continue. There's a constitutional question regarding this law as well. There's still legal challenges out there. The DOJ, the Trump administration, Department of Justice, has raised concerns or made concerning statements about the legality or constitutionality of this bill. But the reality is, come Monday, as of today, 900,000 folks who are in the state illegally will be eligible for an identification, a driver's license, which could also be used for federal purposes. And so with that, I'm going to introduce our host clerk, the second most famous clerk in Western New York at this point. But I'm going to introduce our host clerk, my friend, Joe Yastrzemski, to talk about a little bit about what it's been like for his staff and some of the concerns that he sees.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Senator. Well, you know, I'd like to thank you all for coming out today. I'd like to thank my colleagues for taking the time to drive out here today. As Senator Ward said, I'm the Western Region Chair, and we are standing before you today, and we're standing here to tell you that we are asking Governor Cuomo, we are asking Commissioner Schroeder to delay the implementation of this law and to delay the rollout. Senator Ord touched on it briefly. These documents that we're going to be giving come 12/16 are documents that are going to be able to be used to use on an airplane, to get on an airplane, to get into a federal building, to get onto a federal base. It's ludicrous. He touched about, you know, what happened in 2001 on 9/11, the devastation that we had in our country. It's unbelievable. We've had such a lack of training, an hour's training, 45-minute question and answer that they went through. It went by us so quickly, it almost knocked me off the chair because it was such a breeze. It's ridiculous. I have my staff behind me, and the staff throughout New York State will tell you the lack of training that they've received is ludicrous and absolutely silly. The law is silly, the training was silly, and I can't tell you. They've made it so vanilla, and what we've done over the years to produce driver's license has changed drastically. And it's changed with an extreme lack of training. So we're here before you to tell you that and ask that they please delay this rollout as Western's clerks. You know, I mean, there are so many fraudulent documents on there. My good friend and colleague, Mike Cianfrini from Genesee County can speak about that firsthand, and I encourage you to speak with Clerk Cianfrini. Firsthand, he can tell you about what he deals with in Genesee County in regards to his fraudulent documents that he has to deal with on a regular basis. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. After, I'd like to speak with you. I do have a plan on what I'm going to do if there is not a delay, and I would like to give you my plan and speak on that behalf as well. But with that said, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns.
Thank you. I'm going to be brief, and I know that's odd when I say that, but I'm going to be brief because we do have some other clerks here, and I know you've heard from me, but I just want to say a few things. And Senator Ort, and as a former New York State legislator, one of the things we know that when a law is passed in New York State, there are regulations that are promulgated. And in that process, there is a public comment period. So we either vote yes or no, as you said in this instance, you voted no. And this was passed in June. We're now here a couple days from implementation, and the governor and the legislature, we have not seen those regulations. You know, I call on all of our Western New York delegation to find out why we haven't seen those regulations. So because we don't have regulations, and the public and the media hasn't had an opportunity to vet why we're doing this, how we're doing this, and specifically in what way we are doing this, we've had to rely on Albany. And we've had little training, and that's something that, you know, obviously is not sufficient for the frontline staff. And they do a great job, I know in my office too, and it's something that we're all concerned about. You know, I read the statute as a former legislator, and Joe and I have talked about this and the other clerks numerous times, and there is no way to authenticate these documents. There's no way to validate these documents. It's impossible. I mentioned earlier this morning, you can come in with a report card and get 1 point. If you get a report card with your picture on it, you get 2 points. And I was kidding this morning saying, when I used to go up to Crystal Beach, I used to give my report card to get free ride tickets to get on a ride. Now you can use that foreign report card to get a driver's license. That's unconscionable. And as Senator Ort talked about, after 9/11, a driver's license is not only used to drive, it is there for identification. We all know why Congress passed this unanimously. So it's for identification. It's to protect our homeland. And I think that's very, very important. So for me, it's going to be very difficult to do that. We're still conferring with our legal team. I spoke with our county attorneys this morning. I do also believe we'll have a plan in place by the end of the day. We'll meet with our managers tomorrow. But I also am calling on Governor Cuomo to stop this charade. I'm also calling, and hopefully we're waiting. It's premature, but there is still a pending lawsuit in the Northern District of Rensselaer County. One of our clerks has a pending lawsuit. We have not heard on that. And, of course, Joe, you have your lawsuit here on voter fraud. One final thing, if you look at the questions and answers, these were one-way calls with the commissioner. We could not ask the commissioner any questions. It was a one-way phone call. And then when we met with the state representatives, we had to submit questions. And when we asked about voting, the one thing they said, and it has concerned many people, is that we cannot stop people who are here for illegally from voting. And you say, why is that? Because in April of 2019, we received in our facilities a front-facing device that people have the opportunity to make that decision. And we ask the questions as county clerks, what do we do if we know someone is here illegally and they are registering to vote? They said, stand down. Stand down. Isn't voting the foundation of our democracy? You learn that in school? And now we hear a lot about Russia and Ukraine, but guess what? People are going to be voting, people who do not have that right to vote. So forget about what you're doing. We're at the point now that It's about the process for me. And in addition to that, it's about the sanctity of the vote. Every time an elected official runs for office, you accept the results because you know they've been verified and authenticated. But if people are here illegally, have that opportunity to vote, then I think it's going to be very discouraging for people in this democracy. So with that, once again, I know you want to hear from some of the other clerks who have faced fraud already. And I appreciate Joe and the senator for hosting this press conference today.
So next up, we're going to hear from Allegheny Clerk Rob Christman.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you.
Yep.
This was very easy to come up here because the problem is authentication and being authentic. The Department of Motor Vehicle is the authentication office for New York State. That's what our people have been trained to do. And now they've been asked to do something different. My opposition is on principles, but at the technical aspect of this, coming from my employees, are saying, how can you put us in a situation where we may be breaking federal law and putting people in harm's way? I have unanimous support from my legislative branch. I got unanimous support from my employees at the Department of Motor Vehicles in Allegheny County, and I oppose this just basically on the principle of giving somebody who hasn't followed the law, who hasn't followed the rule of law, the right to get into the systems of New York State through the driver's license. So I oppose this adamantly and will not be issuing license to individuals who come in with inappropriate paperwork. The training hasn't been significant enough, and the bottom line is if we have a major problem, I'll send them to the State Department of Motor Vehicles and they can implement it. In Allegheny County, they will not be issued. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rob. And something that Rob touched on before I call up Mike Chiantrini from Genesee. What we're talking about is if a 16-year-old legal citizen went into the DMV here under this law, the proof to get a driver's license, the criteria, would be greater and more significant than it would be for someone who is here illegally. That's the part that I think is really most galling, is that it's harder under this law to get a driver's license if you're an American citizen than it is if you're not an American citizen. Something is off there, I think, to most rational folks. So at this point, I'm going to call up Genesee County Clerk Mike Chianfrini, who can talk to you a little more about his experience with this law and his concerns.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
I want to thank Mickey, I want to thank Joe, and all the county clerks across New York State who have voiced their opposition to this law. One thing that's been very obvious since its inception, in their haste to push this legislation through Albany, the downstate politicians who passed this handled this incompetently from the get-go. It's unconscionable to me that passing a law of this magnitude, they would fail to consult with the very elected individuals who are going to be tasked with enforcing this law and implementing this law. Yet that's exactly what happened. They never once consulted with the Association of County Clerks. They never once consulted with law enforcement or immigration officials to ask advice on how this law might be implemented or what they'd like to see in it. Instead, what they did is push this law through with no input from any of us as county clerks. And what that's left us with is a situation that makes it almost impossible for us to enforce this. We keep hearing from these politicians that, well, other states have done it. That's true, other states have done it. What they fail to tell you is that most of these other states, almost all of them, have implemented safeguards in the process that ensure the safety of the public when these licenses are issued. Many states require that these individuals have applied for citizenship and can get a license while they're awaiting their citizenship. Many of the licenses have insignias on them that indicate for driving purposes only. That indicates that they do have a driving privilege, but it's not for identification purposes. Other states have required that the foreign documents that they provide are certified by an embassy or a consulate, something to ensure the validity of these documents. These and other suggestions were made prior to its passage, and they were soundly rejected. Subsequent to its passage, the Association of County Clerks made suggestions on its implementation. Our recommendations were ignored. So what we're left with today is the senator and the other county clerks across the state have indicated, is a situation where we are wholly unprepared and ill-trained to issue these licenses to individuals in this country illegally. The situation with foreign documents, for instance, being a report card, they have to be translated. They could be in a language that none of us can understand or translate. The guidelines we got are that they can be translated by anybody, including the applicant themselves. There's no certification process. That's unconscionable to me. In my office, I have seen fraudulent documents. Several years back, we had a situation where an individual came in to receive a hazmat license, provided certain documentation. It was insufficient to issue the license. My information clerk explained the documentation that was needed. Later on that afternoon, the same individual came back seeking the same license, only now he had a different name, different paperwork. They were clearly fraudulent. We did report them to the authorities. Under the legislation that's passed now and the guidelines that we've been given, we are barred from reporting any evidence of wrongdoing. We're prohibited from keeping any of the documents to provide to law enforcement in the event that we see a crime committed. It's almost mind-blowing how they're doing this. As was mentioned, the training that we've received was two 45-minute webinars that a vast majority of my staff, due to the busyness in my office, were unable to even watch. It raised more questions than it answered. So where we are today is we're being told that we have to implement this law, but we've not been given the resources, the training, or the guidance necessary to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Okay, last we'll hear from... she doesn't want to. I'm sorry. Rhonda Pierce is a little shyer than her clerk. Anyone else? Any other clerk
or
anyone?
You can't
tell
it all anyway.
That's true. That's true.
Mayor, would you like to say anything?
Where's Wyoming?
Wyoming County.
Allegheny, Genesee, Niagara, and Erie.
New Orleans.
I'm sure they were invited. But, you know, I think the takeaway that I think is important for all of you here today is that New York State is wholly unprepared to implement this law. The people who are tasked with implementing a law, which already have a ton of loopholes and problems, are wholly unprepared for lack of training, for lack of regulations, unanswered questions, not to mention that the law on its face presents a host of problems. And that should concern all New Yorkers, regardless of political affiliation. That should concern all New Yorkers. That's why we're calling on for a delay, but that's also why we're here today, to let people know what's going on and what your local elected officials and your local clerks are doing in response to this legislation, which takes effect Monday. So with that, we will take any questions.
Yes, sir.
Any questions? Sure.
But I keep hearing folks even today saying how this is going to be used to allow people to vote or get on an airplane. I'm reading on the DMV website right here on my phone, and it says that's not true, that these things are going to be stamped, not for federal purposes. Mm-hmm. So the things you're saying about getting into a federal building or getting on an airplane, one of these standard licenses, does not appear to be true.
Well,
not true.
It is true, and I'm going to actually let
Joe
to address this issue, but
the questions that you're asking, you know, are legitimate questions, but the answers that you're getting from DMV and what they're putting on their website are completely false, especially when and you can go to Immigration and Customs, you can call them, and they'll tell you, we got documentation, and I wish I would have brought it. I think I gave it to Jeff when I interviewed with them the other day. The document that we got, it says that after 10-1 of 2020, you'll have to have a real ID to comply to get on a plane or get into one of these buildings, a federal building or an airbase. But from 12-16 until 10-1 of 2020, a non-federal ID will driver's license will allow you to get on a plane, it will allow you to get in a federal building, and it will allow you to get on an Army base.
So what you're saying is that
Correct.
When what you fear could happen could actually happen.
Correct. Could actually happen. And now our concern, especially right here with Mickey and I, Erie County and Niagara County bordering up, you know, being a border town, cities and towns and counties, that what we worry about is just exactly what we had. If you remember, the Lackawanna 7 were just around the corner. There are pockets all over the country. What's going to prevent somebody from another part of the country coming to New York State to get one of these driver's licenses to bring destruction to us? What is the hurry is what we're all asking. Why are they so quick to make this happen? I believe, and that's why we brought that lawsuit forward, is because of voter fraud. It's all about voting. That's the bottom line. Okay, and Mike addressed that. Mike Cianfrini, Genesee County Clerk, addressed that. And I don't think there's a clerk up here opposed to doing something like that to make the road safer. If you're going to give them a document that says they are, in fact, in here as undocumented, so law enforcement would know that's what they're dealing with. In fact, you know, it's to the contrary. What they want to do is give them a document that looks just like yours and mine. Why? Why not do it like other states? There are eight other states out there in our country that have, you know, undocumented that have given driver's license, that have really stringent reasons to be able to get one, you know, where they have to come back. They have to come back every year to, you know, renew it. They have to give you documentation that says that you're going to work to become a U.S. citizen. Like my grandfather did and like my grandmother did, you know, and like many other immigrants do. I mean, my son is married to a woman that come over from Colombia. This isn't about immigration. This is about giving privileges out to people that are in our country illegally and, most of all, giving them the opportunity to register to vote. Mickey touched on it perfectly. And you know, we have a lawsuit that says so. And our attorneys did a fantastic job yesterday arguing our case, and it has not been thrown out. We've even had a citizen from Niagara County opt in on this because he feels that he's being infringed on as a voter, and he has to go above and beyond than an illegal immigrant does.
And the one thing, Joe, just to piggyback on that, the one thing that when we had the webinar, counsel for the DMV said that staff is not allowed to stop anyone from registering to vote, even though that staff member knows that that person is here illegally. So when they insert it into the clerk's office, the front-facing devices, it used to be the clerk would ask that person. They could look at the paperwork, and they could make the determination whether that person was a citizen or not. That's no longer. The onus now is on the person who is completing that process, and they ask him, are you a United States citizen? Even if someone makes a mistake and they press yes. But you're going to know as the prompts go through. In that webinar, they told us that unequivocally that staff or anyone else cannot stop anyone from registering to vote. We have that in writing from the state DMV. These are not our words. We had that through that question and answer, and we can provide that for you that we are not allowed to stop anyone who is applying for a license. So as of money, that means someone who is here illegally applying for a license will have that opportunity to register to vote. That is a fact. And the thing I think what we have to talk about is the clerk's office is probably the most non-political offices out of all the offices. And work on the facts. And here are the facts. I had someone call me today, had a citizen, we're trying to get them a non-driver ID. He needs 6 points. We're going through. Do you have this? No, I don't have it. And he's Hispanic. And finally he said, geez, I can't, as an American citizen, get a non-driver's ID. But on Monday, if I came in as an illegal, could I get it, Mickey? I said, yes, you could. Maybe you should apply as an illegal. So this is what we're facing. Just talk about the facts. A report card. We all know with technology today how easy it is to generate a report card. And I was kidding around about that. A report card could be generated. How are we going to validate as clerks? So in the statute that was written, it says we have to authenticate and verify. How are we going to do that? Are we going to call the school and say, did Michael Kearns graduate from this school? It is going to take time to do that. And it's going to take a lot of time to authenticate each one of those licenses. Because if not, as Rob said, we will then have to lean on the state of New York and have them verify these documents. But look at the facts, and the facts are not disputable. This was poorly rolled out. And just think about the regulations. Why didn't the state issue regulations? It's normally done, not even emergency regulations. That is part of it, because they didn't want any public comment. They didn't want the clerks to know this has been a top-down mandate from Albany. And that's it. That's factual.
Yes, Connor. Well, you know, it's not about having the confidence in it. It's about having the opportunity to allow them to do it. I mean, if they waited until after 10-1 of 2020, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We wouldn't at all. And that's one of the reasons why Mickey and I put them signs up, see something, say something, because that is a huge concern amongst us here on the border and state in the area of Niagara County. I mean, we met with Immigration and Customs, ICE. We had a long discussion with them, myself along with, 25-plus other clerks a couple weeks ago in Weedsport. And we met with Immigration and Customs. You know, we talked about this machine they want us to verify on these documents. And to be honest with you, they laughed at it. They says, if you got one of them, please give it to us, because they know it's not a machine that can is foolproof to be able to authenticate these documents. You know, they get documents that they know are foreign, and they have to send them to Washington because they are so good. And somebody that wants to harm us in our country because there is, it could be ISIS, it could be whoever. They're in our country with their pockets. It happens on a regular basis. It happens in Europe on a regular basis. Even though they're being tracked, my wife's son is in the FBI at a high level. They track them. We have all kinds of security going on, but they're still sneaking in every chance they get. And if they have that opportunity, they're going to take it. And if we're going to get that opportunity here in New York State, it's going to happen. We're going to be able to give them a driver's license. They have made it so vanilla to be able to get that documentation. It's ridiculous.
Joe, can I just add real quick? Some of this is about motivations. What is the motive of the law? And we're sort of talking about that. What is the real driving, no pun intended, force behind this bill? I was there when the bill was obviously being debated and formulated. There were several attempts by law enforcement, by the minority conference, by other folks not in the Democratic majority in the Senate, that tried to put in similar safeguards, including language that would specifically address the voting piece. They absolutely would not allow that. Just language that says what we already know, that if you register to vote illegally, that there would be some sort of prevention in the law. There wasn't. They fought to keep that out. Also, the Senate passed a separate bill, an amendment to this bill, that would have automatically enrolled anyone getting a driver's license, including illegals, to vote. The Assembly, when they realized what it would do, did not pass it, and it never made it to the governor's desk. But that bill actually passed in the state Senate, which begs the question, what is this really about? There's a senator from New York City whose name is Salazar, Senator Salazar. She sat up on the Senate floor. She supported this legislation, but she said it doesn't go far enough. We should be talking about illegals having the right to vote in New York State.
So that isn't just some conspiracy theory. I know some people want to believe that. This is a slow chip away, I firmly believe. Eventually they have driver's licenses, they're able to attend public college. They basically have every right of a normal citizen, except they're not conferred citizenship by the federal government. And I firmly believe that this is New York State's way to try to confer the rights of citizenship without conferring citizenship, because as a state, they don't have that ability.
But again, it takes you back to the website. Mm-hmm. This law does not allow you to register to vote if you are not eligible. The law does not change your eligibility to register to vote in New York. Only U.S. citizens are eligible to register to vote.
They're not wrong. They're eligible. They're ineligible to vote, right? But we wanted to put safeguards in the law, in the context of the law, which they made sure did not make it in there. So yes, it is a crime to illegally register to vote. But it's also illegal to speed. But if you don't enforce or provide your cops the tools to catch the speeders, do people just automatically follow the law? The answer is no. The answer is no. Why wouldn't you give yourself every chance, to Joe Jastrzemski's point, to make sure? You could have waited till Real ID came into effect. Why not? What's the harm? What's the problem? What's the rush? That's really my concern, because I think there's more to it than just the driving. And there's other states that have done it. Even California, I believe, has a more secure law than the state of New York. This is absolutely the most progressive legislation, and that's not an accident either. That's the point. The point is to be the most progressive right now in New York State for the party that runs the state. So,
why are they telling the staff to stand down? We asked the question. Our staff notices someone, they come in, they don't have a Social Security card. We are going to know based on the affidavit, which we believe is not even an affidavit. If we know that person's, you know it by the prompt, or they even think of that, they're not allowed to ask that person that question. We used to be able to do that prior to the law. So why is that? Why are they told to stand down, not to ask that question? And the other interesting thing is, when you talk about other states, it's unprecedented, is the 3-day notification. That is not being done in any other states, that, you know, the commissioner has to notify them if any federal agency is inquiring about them. They give you a perfect example in the statute. It says we can retain copies for a period of time. They conveyed to us that we can't retain copies for a period of time. That's what the regulations are there for. No regulations, we can't, you know, we're going to have to make decisions based on how we interpret the statute.
No, I can't, as an elected official, I can't advocate to anybody to break the law, and nor would I. I'll give you another example, the SAFE Act. I've opposed the SAFE Act since the day I got elected to the Senate. I've always told gun owners, you have to comply. It is the law, however much I may feel it's a bad law, however much I may question its constitutionality or things like that. So I'm not going to sit up here and advocate that these guys break the law. What we are here to do is let people know the problems with this law, not just in a philosophical way, although there's concerns there, but on the ground. You've heard from these county clerks real concerns. They're the ones enforcing it, not Rob Ord. I'm not going to be here on Monday, you know, having to deal with that.
I would never advocate that they break the law.
Right.
Are you telling them all now that you need to follow
the law? They're elected officials, Dave. They know they have to follow the law. Everyone swears an oath when you take the oath of office. He's going to forward it to the state, DMV.
To the state, because we have not had the training. We haven't had the training. The folks who are involved in this process are not qualified to utilize the information provided to us. The authentication machine doesn't authenticate. So if we're put in a situation which we can't do the job that's been stated, then we're going to give to the state DMVs. Maybe they have better training. I'm not sure. I'm going to let those folks go and go to the place that maybe has better background than
sure.
We do. Yes.
On Monday. Beautiful Belmont people.
Yes.
And they're going to come in there. Are you going to just tell them, you know what, the nearest DMV, state DMV office is in wherever, and send them along?
Well, you know, first of all, the training that we have got doesn't give us any ability to make a determination on that paperwork because it wasn't adequate. So basically what I'm going to say is if you're presenting this paperwork, we're uncomfortable with trying to process it. If you want to go to a State Department of Motor Vehicles, then that's an option that you can take.
What would be the appropriate amount of training?
Well, first of all, you wouldn't do it 3 days prior to the opening. You'd give us a little more time. I got six people in my office. They wanted me to have 50% reduction. So obviously what they gave us was inadequate. I can tell you the other training programs they had have taken months. So I can't tell you the exact amount, but what they gave us was inadequate, very vague, and I didn't have enough time to get my employees to get the job done.
Yeah, of the five of you, Rob, you already mentioned this, but of the five of you, any of you going to give out licenses on Monday? I mean, we're running out of time here.
You've got my answer on that.
I'll speak to anybody afterwards on how we're going to handle it in Niagara County as we move forward coming Monday. But before I go back to that, Dave, I'd like to ask you and challenge you and anybody else here with the question you asked about the voter, okay? And they're saying that, you know, that you aren't going to be able to register to vote when you're coming in for a driver's license. I challenge each and every one of you then to go back and ask Commissioner Schroeder to ask him why they can't put something on our Verifones over here to have a bypass so that don't even have to prompt to ask that question. Because we know that they're registering and they're coming in to get their driver's license and they're undocumented because of the paperwork that you're talking about. So we know that the state has the capability to put a bypass in there just by a push of a button, and they have chosen to ignore that. We brought that up with our questions back in June, amongst many other questions. None of them were answered. None of them were addressed. They had this silly webinar that we had a week and a half ago or whatever. As Mickey said, we couldn't ask the commissioner any questions. We couldn't ask any questions during the webinar. We sent in questions and answers, and they blew through them questions and answers like it was nothing. And then they sent us something out, and, you know, we can go on and on about it. But I challenge each and one of you to ask that very question to the commissioner.
Of the 520 clerks here, are any of you concerned about either retribution from the governor himself, as he does have the ability to remove someone refusing to enforce state law, as well as potential lawsuits?
I don't think there's anybody standing up here saying that they're going to refuse the law. I can't look at any one of my colleagues over here to say that they're going to refuse the law. What we're all saying to you is we haven't had the proper training. Our staff has not had the proper training. We're not trained to look at these documents to know whether they're good documents, whether they're fraudulent documents. You heard my colleague over here, Mr. Cianfrini, tell you that firsthand he experiences it. He's got one of the biggest dairy farms in the state in his backyard. And, you know, in Niagara County, we have a tremendous amount of, you know, farms. So with that said, we know there are a tremendous amount of fraudulent documents out there. And all we're saying to you is if we're not sure whether these are good legal documents, we're going to forward them on to the state and let the state handle them since they have so much.
Sure. So, folks, I got to call this. I actually have to go to Orchard Park. So if there's any specific questions you have for the clerks, for those that can stick around, I'm sure they will. I appreciate you all coming out this morning, and I appreciate your questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator.
Hey, thank you guys
thank you.
Very much.
Can I just close that to the five of you again? Because, Joe, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Whose phone is this? Whose phone is this?
Use the law?
Say what?
I just want to go back to my question.
Anyone of the clerks like to answer? I answered on my behalf of myself. Anybody else?
You. Obviously, we heard, Rob, you said blatantly, no, don't come into Belmont. Ricky, you told us in the past as well.
You all know me.
But are you folks going to refute the law come Monday?
I have no intention of defying the law based on ideological grounds. As Joe said, and as I've heard from county clerks across the state, our problem is that we are not prepared adequately to comply with this law. We have no means of verifying these documents. We have no means of telling whether a document that they purport to be what it is actually is what it is. Until we get the training necessary, they changed the forms. We received dozens upon dozens of new forms, literally within a day of today. And we're told that we now have to utilize these new forms. We don't know how to fill out these new forms. We don't know what information is to be captured. So until we get the training necessary that we can properly fill out this paperwork, properly identify the documents, in my office, it's got nothing to do with whether you're here illegally or legally. Because the forms changed for all new applicants in my office, at least initially, until we get the training, we're not going to be able to process any new applications for a driver's license. C-I-A-N-F-R-I-N-I. Michael.
Rhonda, would you like to say anything?
Same as he said, my staff is not, they were not properly trained. One out of five was able to watch the first webinar, and that was it. The other ones, we don't have a big enough staff to have people go away from their stations to be able to watch a webinar. So until the state can give us more training, we will be referring them to a state office, just because we're just not qualified to look at those, to be able to look at those documents and understand them.
Doesn't the law require you guys to not refer it to a state AMA office?
No. The law requires that we not report any criminal activity or any suspicions to a law enforcement agency. I don't believe there's anything that prohibits anyone from sending a person to a state DMV in the hopes that they might be more prepared to process these papers.
R-H-O-N-D-A-P-I-E-R-C-E.
Last name Crispin, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-N, first name Robert.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.